North Carolina education officials are recommending that the state end a testing requirement for college students who want to become teachers. Liz Schlemmer reports.
Typically, for a college sophomore in North Carolina to be admitted into a teaching college within their university, they have to first pass a test called the Praxis Core. It's designed to test math, reading, and writing skills. Due to the pandemic, that testing requirement was waived in 2020, and that year, many more students enrolled in teaching programs across the state. Randy Penfield is dean of the College of Education at UNC Greensboro.
What you see is an uptick of 35%. Around 1,000 new additional individuals came into the field. The next year, that waiver goes away, and what happens to the enrollments?
Statewide enrollments at teaching colleges dropped back down and continue to fall. This trend of fewer students majoring in education is a big factor in the state's teacher shortage. That's raised questions about whether this test is a barrier to recruiting teachers. The State Board of Education voted last week to recommend that state lawmakers end the requirement. Board members in a committee who studied the issue cited several reasons. First, passing the test wasn't associated with several other measures of teacher effectiveness. Second, African American students had lower pass rates than their peers. Third, other states are trending away from using this exam. And fourth, not all teachers today have to take it, including those who don't have a bachelor's degree in education. Former North Carolina Teacher of the Year Leah Carper noted that that's a majority of beginning teachers today.
And so there is absolutely no correlation between an excellent educator and someone who's passed this test, because half of our educators in North Carolina have never even looked at that test.
But State Board member Olivia Oxendine questioned how the public can trust that teachers are prepared if the state lowers its standards.
It just bothers me to know that little bit at a time, there seems to be, not just in this state, but maybe across the nation, a chipping away of high standards.
She and State Treasurer Dale Falwell, along with Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, voted against the recommendation. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.